أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا العبد المؤيد الرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجاد المحمود الأحمد أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم وأهلك أعداءهم وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتجبين لا سيما المهدي أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Hello everyone. Accept our best regards from the city of our master مولانا علي بن موسى الرضا. Peace be upon him and his pure progeny. May Allah help us to follow this great character sincerely. Inshallah and Allahumma Ameen. Well, we are invited here to speak about youth and their specific problems, especially in European countries and Westerns. But before that, I want to speak about this important issue. I prefer to speak about another things and another important problem and things, in fact, as the preface of our speech, and then inshallah during future sessions we'll talk about youth and their problems. Let me to start our discussion by this verse of Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his book Holy Quran states, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. In fact, have you ever thought about yourself? Who are you? Who am I? Who is he? Who is she? Who are we? What's the reality of this universe? What's main purpose in this universe? What will happen then? Is the death real event? Is the hell, is the fire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the paradise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is real, is right? Or not, or just exactly there are dreams? These are very, very important and vital questions, and we must search to acceptable answer for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Holy Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I didn't create jinns and human beings except to be obedient before of me, except to be real servants before of me. This is the main purpose of your creation, my creation, our creation. We came here, we are here just to reach this level, to be real servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is so important, so vital. And we must struggle, we must try to make sense of being real servants in our hearts, in our souls, fresh and active forever. This is our duty in this universe. Nowadays, unfortunately, we see many people forget this important and major aim and goal. And they make busy themselves just with chores and unimportant works and activities. What a nice verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bal أكثرهم لا يعقلون. الله أكبر. بل أكثرهم لا يعقلون. But most of them do not understand. I want to ask you why. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says أكثرهم, most of them, لا يعقلون, do not understand. Why? What's the reason? What's the reason, in fact, to forget the main important event that will happen in our lives? I mean this. What's the reason to forget this important event? To respond to the question, first let me tell a story about one of the best Islamic scholars, one of the best policeman among the society that passed away several years ago, I'm sorry. I mean Ayatollah Behjat, Rahmatullah alayhi. He was one of the best servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the real servants. He was a real abd. When he passed away, there was no stone on the grave of Ayatollah Behjat. Do you know why? Because his family, his friend, his companions didn't know how they must, what they must write on the stone of the grave that shows the great character of Ayatollah Behjat. That introduce the great grand Ayatollah Behjat. 2 years passed and there was no stone for Ayatollah Behjat. That one day someone went to Ayatollah Behjat's office and suggested some words to write on Ayatollah Behjat's stone. Yes, what did he suggest to Ayatollah Behjat office? The man suggested just some words, several words, and all companions, all family of Ayatollah Behjat became pleased, became happy, and accepted, and immediately ordered to write on the stone of Ayatollah Behjat. The man suggested these words. Please write these words on Ayatollah Behjat's grave. Al-Abd Muhammad Taghi Behjat. That's it. Al-Abd means real servants of God subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muhammad Taghi was his first name. Behjat was his last name. That's it. Yes, Ayatollah Behjat enjoyed from this word extremely. Al-Abd. This is so important. I mentioned first of my speech. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. There is no prominent event in this universe, in this world, except to become real servants of God subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the most important duty for us. One day, our seventh Imam Maulana Musa ibn Ja'far alayhi salam was passing the lane. Then he heard the music. In fact, haram music, forbidden music, was broadcasting from a house. When Imam arrived beside the gate of the house, someone that he was the servant of the place, a slave of the place, came out carrying a garbage with himself. Imam asked him, "Is it possible for you to answer my question?" The servant said, "Sure." Imam said, "Do you know anything about the owner of this place? I mean, the same house was broadcasting haram music from there." The servant said, "Yes, I know him well. He is a great rich master. Moreover, he is several servants, both male and female." Imam said, "So, is he a slave or free?" The servant replied, "What are you saying?" I said, "He's a great master. He has several servants, both male and female." Imam said, okay. "So because of that, this haram music is broadcasting from his house." Imam passed, and the servant put the garbage out of the house and returned into the house. As soon as his master saw him, shouting at him, said, "What are you doing?" "Why are you late?" The servant told the adventure briefly. Then immediately, the owner of the place received the meaning of Imam. He stood up without wearing shoes, left the place, searching Maulana Musa ibn Jafar in the lanes of Medina. And finally, he found Imam. He felt his body on Imam's feet and started to apologize and promise Imam not to commit sin. And in fact, after passing some days and some months, he became one of the best students of Maulana Musa ibn Jafar, and he became famous as Bushre Hafi. Hafi means the one that has no shoes. In Arabic, this is the Arabic word, Bushra Hafi. Imam, I want to focus on Imam's question. Imam said, "Is the owner of the place a slave or free? Servant or free?" You know, we must try to make sense of obedience before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts, fresh, active, forever, in all places, all situations. This is so important. Dear brothers, dear youths, dear sisters, try to make this sense fresh in your souls. We must be obedient. This is main duty for us in this universe. That's it. Just we must focus our authority, our power, our energy to reach this important purpose. And in fact, it's too vital, too important, too prominent, and too valuable things to earn this level that you become a real Abd, a real servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a good verse from Holy Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, "Kullu nafsin za'iqatul maut thumma ilayna turja'un." What a nice verse. Kullu nafsin Za'iqatul maut thumma ilayna turja'un. human beings. We'll taste death eventually. And then we'll come back to us. I mean to your creator. You work extremely. So don't buy yourself to something except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are many, many important points that we must focus our energy on this important purpose. Becoming real servant. I came here just to reach this level. That's it. When someone wants to commit sin, if he remembers this purpose, my duty in this universe, just this purpose, becoming real servant. It causes not to commit sin. It causes to refrain sins. Remember, dear brother, dear sister, dear viewer, if you want to refrain all kinds of sins before that you want to commit sin, imagine and consider this important event that will happen in your life. I mean death. كل نفس ذائقة الموت. All human beings will taste death eventually. There is no doubt.